Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Spirit. They chewed us up and spit us out.
I just want to check in with y'all on your past due payment.
Message deleted.
What you did in the uniform? Sledgehammer. Our thing, scalpel work. We operate a deep black OGA offshoot with direct presidential authority.
Oh, it's called The Contractor, starring Chris Pine, Ben Foster, and Kiefer Sutherland. Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, the man that breaks it down, Tim Lammer, is brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys. Tim, first of all, thank you for joining us. Second, I listened to that clip, and I always try to see if I can figure out what it's about based on the clip that I hear, and I have no idea what The Contractor's about based on that clip. Tell me more.
Well, thanks, Mike. Good to talk with you again.
You too.
And hopefully, you know, clips or trailers aren't going to give you the full story. Otherwise, it's like, what's the point of seeing the movie? But, you know, what I can tell you is that Pine, who is a terrific actor, you know, obviously Star Trek and Wonder Woman and everything else, he plays this highly decorated Army Special Forces soldier discharged after it was found that he tested for steroids in his system and the like. Thing is, through combat, his knee is gone, he's in pain, his bills are piling up, and as part of discharge, he lost his pension and full medical benefits, so he's not given any choice but to go into military contracting. As it turns out, since this is an off-the-books thing, it's unpredictable, and the mission goes way south, so it's a matter of survival, and it's a matter of revenge when things go horribly awry.
Kiefer Sutherland, I watched Designated Survivor. I liked it so much, I'm watching it again. I think he is so good in that series. I don't know if he won any awards for it, but golly, I think he's good as the president.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if he did win awards for that, but I do know that they eventually honored him for 24. I mean, you know, I was talking with somebody about this earlier. It's amazing how, full of a career this guy has had.
Yeah.
Going back to The Lost Boys and Flatliners, you know, we're talking about the 80s. And, of course, you know, he's the son of the great Donald Sutherland.
Yep.
So the talent definitely runs in the genes. And, you know, it's always great when he shows up in a film like The Contractor. He's not the star, granted, but he has such of a huge presence when he is in a film. You know, this is Chris Pine's movie. Ben Foster, who teamed up with Pine in Hell or High Water in another terrific movie called Finest Hour, you know, they're good together. It's mostly Chris's movie and Ben's to a certain extent. Kiefer is kind of like, he's the bookend. You know, he's in a big scene at the end and a big scene at the beginning, and maybe you see a little bit of him in the middle. But again, enough to just take a movie up an extra notch.
For sure. Hey, there's a new theatrical release.
She too?
I.
You don't speak Romanian.
You don't like?
No, it's lovely. There's this guy that lives across the street, and he's always looking over here.
Looking over here how?
Every time I look over there, he's just staring right at me.
It's called The Watcher, Tim, and I don't know based on that, but I don't think it's a comedy.
It is not a comedy, Mike. it's a pretty straightforward horror thriller. It stars this younger actress, Micah Monroe. She was in this terrific movie called It Follows. Here she plays a former actress who moves from New York City into this apartment with her husband in Romania. Things get really strange when she notices this shadowy figure peering through the window of a building across the street. And just so happens there's a serial killer on the loose in the city. is this the guy? Is it the serial killer watching her? Or is it just a creep? And then she sort of turns the table. She suspects this guy. She tracks him down. Is she the watcher? I mean, you know, so what's really interesting is it has this really uneasy tone from the beginning, and it never lets you go. I mean, it's a horror thriller, but it's nothing fantastical about it. Instead, it has that frighteningly real tone to it, something kind of like a rip the headlines off the page sort of feel, like this could happen. And so it's very unnerving, and it really gets, you can feel the fear in your bones. I mean, you can feel impending doom. So, you know, I would maybe classify it more as a paranoid thriller, but yeah, either way, I think you'll be biting your nails watching this picture.
All right, before I let you go, I'm going to go to Top Gun Maverick. I don't even want you to tell me one thing about it. All that I've been told, and I want you to verify or deny, is that it's worth going to.
Yes.
Okay, that's all I want to know, okay?
Because
I'm worried, because I'm starting to hear tidbits. I don't want it all, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah, but I would like to hear, post your thoughts on Facebook or something, because, you know, we follow each other, and I'd love to hear what you think of it after you see it.
Well, you know, when the first one came out, so many people thought that, you know, I reminded them so much of Cruise in the movie, so I want to see if we've aged the same. There's a pause there, Tim. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too. Good to talk with you, and have a great weekend.
You too. Tim Lammers, nice stuff to join us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.